So let me shorten this up. And then what I would like to do, I believe, is to take us through this forgiveness prayer that we've done in the past. I just think it would be fitting for today. So to shorten this up, what I had believed that the Lord wanted to have us look at today was to look at 1 Samuel and to look at Ephesians. 1 Samuel, that last verse that we had this morning about the Lord looks at the heart. And that's what we want to be doing in union with Him, is looking at one another's heart. But what the Lord tells Samuel, who is a prophet, tremendous prophet, amazing prophet, and the Lord says, Samuel, you look at outward appearance. And the Lord says, I never do. So if we look at that, realize that the Lord, for each of us right now, is looking at our hearts. He knows our hearts. And in the Ephesians reading, it started out by, therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. That's another way of saying that word that Steve had. It's another way of just of talking about that, how it is to walk. And then you see Paul, and he does this duplicitousness by saying, and look as if you walk as a child of darkness versus a child of light. And the Lord looks at the heart, and he knows what's going on in the heart. And he understands the pain and the anguish of our hearts, and he understands at times the duplicitousness of our hearts, and he also understands the love and the desire to serve and to be his, and to surrender. He sees all of that. So, if you want me to do this forgiveness prayer, would you raise your hand? So it's a prayer that's going to cover a lot of areas. And if in going through this, and we went through this last year, if in going through this, there's something that is prayed that seems to really speak to you, it's okay to stay right there. To stay right there. And as I go on, if there's other stuff, just let that be what the Lord may be wanting to say to you right then and there. In that moment. And then we will continue on after this with the offertory. So I don't know if you want to close your eyes. I don't know if we want to get comfortable. It's entirely up to you. If you want to keep your eyes open and look out the window, that's up to you. Lord, I just ask that you take us at this time, Lord, you who look in our hearts, and you bring that presence, Lord, understanding that in you there is no condemnation. That we are, first and foremost, your beloved sons and daughters. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you for your faithfulness. So Lord, we take these next few moments, we place them before you, and we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, to protect us. Lord, we just pray that we would all be covered in your most precious blood, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that if there's anything that you want to speak to our hearts that you want just for us to let go of, that you grant us the grace to say yes to what it is that you're doing. Lord Jesus Christ, I ask today to forgive everyone in my life. I know that you will give me the strength to forgive, and I thank you that you love me more than I love myself and want my happiness more than I desire it for myself. Father, I forgive you for the times death has come into the family. Hard times, financial difficulties, or that I thought were punishment sent by you, and people said, it's God's will, and I became bitter and resentful toward you. Purify my heart and mind today. Lord, I forgive myself for my sins, faults, and failings, For all that is bad in myself or that I think is bad, I forgive myself. For any delvings in superstition, using Ouija boards, horoscopes, going to seances, using fortune telling or wearing lucky charms, I reject all that superstition and choose you alone as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I further forgive myself for taking your name in vain, not worshiping you by attending church, for hurting my parents, getting drunk, for sins against purity, bad books, bad movies, fornication, masturbation, adultery, homosexuality. You have forgiven me. Today, I forgive myself. Also for abortion, stealing, lying, defrauding, hurting people's reputation, I forgive myself. I truly forgive my mother. I forgive her for all the time she hurt me, she resented me, she was angry with me, and for all the time she punished me. I forgive her for the time she preferred my brothers and sisters to me. I forgive her for the time she told me I was dumb, ugly, stupid, the worst of the children, or that I cost the family a lot of money. For the time she told me I was unwanted, an accident, a mistake, or not what she expected, I forgive her. I forgive my father. I forgive him for any non-support, any lack of love, affection, or attention. I forgive him for any lack of time, for not giving me his companionship, for his drinking, arguing, and fighting with my mother or the other children, for his severe punishments, for desertion, for being away from home, for divorcing my mother, or for any running around. I do forgive him. Lord, I extend forgiveness to my sisters and brothers. I forgive those who rejected me, lied about me, hated me, resented me, competed for my parents' love, those who hurt me, who physically harmed me, for those who were too severe on me, punished me, or made my life unpleasant in any way, I do forgive them. Lord, I forgive my spouse for lack of love, affection, consideration, support, attention, communication, for faults, failings, weaknesses, and those other acts or words that hurt or disturb me. Jesus, I forgive my children for their lack of respect, obedience, love, attention, support, warmth, understanding, for their bad habits, falling away from the church, any bad actions which disturb me. My God, I forgive my in-laws, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, son or daughter-in-law, and other relatives by marriage who treat my family with a lack of love, for all their words, thoughts, actions, or omissions which injure and cause pain, I forgive them. Lord, please help me to forgive my relatives, my grandmother and grandfather, aunts, uncles, cousins, who may have interfered in our family, been possessive of my parents, who may have caused confusion or turned one parent against the other. Jesus, help me to forgive my coworkers who are disagreeable or make life miserable for me, for those who push their work off on me, gossip about me, won't cooperate with me, try to take my job, I do forgive them. My neighbors need to be forgiven, Lord, for all their noise, letting their property run down, not tying up their dogs who run through my yard, not taking in their trash barrels, being prejudiced and running down the neighborhood, I do forgive them. I now forgive all priests, forgive my parish, parish organizations, parish council, rector's council, my pastor, the bishop, for their lack of support, affirmation, bad sermons, pettiness, lack of friendliness, not providing me or my family with the inspiration we needed, for any hurts they have inflicted on me or my family, even in the distant past, I forgive them today. Lord, I forgive all those who are different, of different persuasions, those of opposite political views who have attacked me, ridiculed me, discriminated against me, and made fun of me, economically hurt me. I forgive those of different religious denominations who have tried to convert me, harassed me, attacked me, argued with me, forced their views on me. For those who've harmed me ethnically, have discriminated against me, mocked me, made jokes about my race or nationality, hurt my family physically, emotionally, or economically, I do forgive them today. Lord, I forgive all professional people who have hurt me in any way, doctors, nurses, lawyers, judges, politicians, and civil servants. I forgive all service people, policemen, firemen, bus drivers, hospital workers, and especially repairmen who have taken advantage of me in their work. Lord, I forgive my employer for not paying me enough money, for not appreciating my work, for being unkind and unreasonable with me, for being angry or unfriendly, for not promoting me, and for not complimenting me on my work. Lord, I forgive my school teachers and instructors of the past as well as the present, for those who punished me, humiliated me, insulted me, treated me unjustly, made fun of me, called me dumb or stupid, made me stay after school. I truly forgive them today. Lord, I forgive my friends who have let me down, lost contact with me, do not support me, were not available when I needed help, borrowed money and did not return it, gossiped about me. Lord Jesus, I especially pray for the grace of forgiveness for that one person in life who has hurt me the most. I ask to forgive anyone who I consider my greatest enemy, the one who is the hardest to forgive, or the one who I said I will never forgive. And Lord, even if that is myself. Lord, I beg pardon of all these people for the hurt I have inflicted on them, especially my mother and father, my marriage partner. I'm especially sorry for the three greatest hurts I have inflicted on each. Thank you, Jesus, that I am being freed of the evil of unforgiveness. Let your Holy Spirit fill me with light, and let every dark area of my mind be enlightened. John 15, verse 12, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Thank you, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray that you continue to shine your light and your love and your mercy and touch any of those areas. Lord, any strongholds, any thinking patterns, any familiarity, Lord, that you want us to continue to release. And, Lord, even if these areas or these persons we have already talked with you about, if it's, Lord, you just taking us to a deeper place, Lord, we just let all of that go before you. Lord, just wash us clean. And as we receive, Father, your Son, your beloved Son in the Eucharist, Lord, we just pray your healing presence would fill us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And Lord, that we would be ambassadors of reconciliation to those of friends, of family, of anyone, Lord, who we continue to bring before you. For, Lord, we cannot give what we do not have. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be always with you. Take a moment and extend those around you the sign of peace.